Okay, so I'd make a few ha'aros on Sun Reish Samech. I'm not sure if everyone's there. A lot of guys, I think, got the Reish Samech. So the Mechaber tells us, based on the Gemara, that there's a mitzvah lirchot. There's a mitzvah to bathe or to shower Erev Shabbos. I don't know if this is my focus, Ashkenazim Svardim, but the Mechaber just says, mitzvah lirchot, panav yadav raglav bechamiv Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says you only have to have mitzvah to wash your face, hands, and legs, and the Ashkenazim say you're kogufo. The Gemara adds in kogufo. You should do your whole body. If you can't just do hands and legs, but definitely do the whole body if possible. That's the Ramah writes. So such a mitzvah to bathe and shower and dafke becham in hot water. So the Be'er Lach, if you take a look at the Be'er Lach on the side here, he says, "De'afilu misha terasa umanaso yeshal levatel kedei l'kayim rechitza becham." And even those people who learn all the time, they should also stop learning just so they could take a bath erev Shabbos. So how hot does the water have to be? So if you look at the next Berlacha, or the third one really, Bechamim, it says, Beposhim Yeshlayin, if it's warmish, you know, Yeshlayin, whether that works, came in the Gemara Nizkar Chamim, it says hot water, it should be very hot, you should enjoy it. Uposhim Ein Bechlauze, but if it's warm, that's not really considered hot. He goes on to refer to a Shai Tshuva later on, trying to bring a Raya, but go down a few lines in that same Berlacha. Aval b'tzonim, when it comes to cold water, b'vandai lo yotze b'zeh yideh ha-mitzvah. If it's cold water, you certainly don't fulfill this mitzvah. Achim la'acha sh'nishtate b'tzonim, if a guy, for whatever reason, wants to take a cold shower, if afterwards he's nischamim hetev aydeh hevel hazeya shehela al'atma, if he wants to go in a steam shower afterwards, let's say, he took a cold shower, then a steam shower, l'chora hu b'chlau r'chitza b'cham, and that's considered hot. You have to be hot, some moisture, whether it's a shower, whether it's a bath, whether it's a steam shower of some sort, there has to be, there's a mitzvah b'chamim dafka. So, as we said above in the Shulchan Aruch Ramah, you should wash the entire body. If you take a look at the Mishabura, look at Sif Katan Beis, he writes, Lirchotz, v'gam al hanoshim shayach mitzvah r'chitza, they also have such a mitzvah. During the winter months where Shabbos begins earlier, the days are very short, there's no time, the women in particular are busy cooking, they should fulfill the mitzvah by washing their face and hands in the yota that way. Even men could also rely on this heter of just washing panav yadav v'raglav kishein lem panayiv, there's no time as well. I once had to do this. Three of my kids were born on Erev Shabbos. The oldest one was Erev Shabbos. It was a girl. So I stayed in the hospital. That itself was a whole ma'isa. My third kid, my oldest son, Yeshaya, was born in Erev Shabbos. And very late. He's born in January. I have three January birthdays. So I pulled into my in-law's driveway during the 18 minutes from the hospital. That's why I got home. It was very, very tight. So I had no chance to take a shower. So I just washed my face and my hands. Not my legs, my face and my hands, and ran to shul. By the time the third kid was born on Shabbos Zevi, he's my fifth kid or something, fourth kid, I don't know. So when he was born, my wife gave birth, I said, I'm not waiting this time. She gave birth, I wished her mazel tov, and I went home this way to avoid any chil Shabbos. So I was once had to do this dinner, panur yadav v'raglav. There's a discussion of how far, what's considered yadav, what's considered raglav. Some say, you know, the wrist is enough, some say up until the elbow, some say, you know, up to the ankle, some say up until the knee. You shouldn't ever have to rely on this, but, you know, the more you could do, the better. If you can't, you could rely on up into the wrist and just the foot to the ankle would suffice as well. Now, what's not spoken about here is going to the mikvah. I know a number of you go to the mikvah. I see some of these chats. You guys are trying to find the fob. Who has the fob for the mikvah? I don't know why we can't get more fobs for it. But right now, a lot of you guys go to the mikvah. They bring down here in the Pisgei Truvos that they ask the question whether going to the mikvah, a hot mikvah, will fulfill the mitzvah of rechitza bechamim. So they bring down in the footnotes in Orchos Rabbeinu, the stipler actually wouldn't take a shower Erev Shabbos. His mikvah would be his rechitza. That's how we fulfill the mitzvah, bechamim. I'm not suggesting this for our. We have different hygiene levels. But you should take a shower before going to the mikvah, and perhaps even after the mikvah as well. But if you have no chance and you just go to the mikvah, according to the stipler, that certainly was sufficient in fulfilling this particular din. Now, they talk about taking a shower before, taking a shower afterwards in terms of the mikvah. So in terms of hygiene, I think all mikvahs, the ones that we would most likely go to, it usually has a sign you should shower before going to the mikvah. It's where to have, you know, some common decency for those also using the mikvah afterwards. Others are not so makbid on that, but you should shower beforehand. And then there's a question whether you should shower afterwards. There's a halacha brought down In the Gemara and Shabbos, they were gozer. Once you go to the mikvah, you actually can't take a shower afterwards. Because he used to say, it wasn't really the mikvah that made you tahor, it was really the shower that made you tahor, which is wrong. So they said you can't take a shower after the mikvah. You have to go to the mikvah, and then get dressed and do what you do, and you can take a shower some other time. But it can't be directly after the mikvah. But when it comes to this halacha, so there are kulas because this is not really a real mikvah. You're going Erev Shabbos is a big inyan, but it's not really for tahara purposes. So there's what to rely on in terms of taking a shower afterwards. Now they also discuss whether or not you should dry off. The Arizal brings down one should not dry off. You should have all the water on your body and you get dressed that way. Most people are not makbid. It's very uncomfortable to get dressed when you're still wet. So they bring down here that the Kav HaChaim writes that even that Rizal only said this when he went to the mikveh, two tevilos, two dips. But if you go three dips, so the third dip wipes off, already covers it somehow, so then you could dry off by after doing three tevilos. That's what they write. I remember hearing once, I used to carpool Rabbi Belzon from Queens, from the Five Towns to YU. He once shared a maisa, I forget which rebbe this was, but he was in the mikveh, and after the mikveh he dried off. And there was another chassid who was so shocked that he was drying off. You have to, the Rizal says, you have to keep the water into the body, to get dressed in such a way. So he says, I have a masara from Aaron HaKohen, that you could dry off. He says, what do you mean? So he said, well, we'll talk outside of the mikveh. You shouldn't talk halacha certainly in the mikveh, and you shouldn't talk at all in the mikveh for that matter. He went outside, he said, the Mishnah tells us, Maseches Yuma, that when the Kohen Gadol, Aaron, the first Kohen Gadol, went to the mikveh five times on Yom HaKippurim, he would dry off after each time, chatzitza concerns. There's no chatzitza concerns for us, but either way, he dried himself off, so there's no chashash to dry off either after you go to the mikveh before you get dressed. Okay, we'll stop here.